Hey C3, it's Tuesday, and we're going to continue on in 2 Corinthians for the next several days. Chapter 9 is where we're at today, and as Paul talks to the Gentile Corinthians, he spends time in chapter 9, the majority of this chapter, he's talking about generosity, and specifically giving to God's work, or for our intents and purposes, giving to the church. In verse 6, we see Paul talking in agricultural terms, which is something that Jesus did often. Jesus told the parable of the seeds, where he talked about people hearing about the word of God and what they do with it. Paul takes the idea of seeds and takes it in a little bit different direction here. Verse 6 says, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." So I don't know if you've ever planted grass seed, but when I read the package on grass seed and I see how much seed I am supposed to drop on the ground and water, I never go by the directions. Now, right or wrong, I don't go by the directions because I don't want there to be bald spots. I want my yard to be filled in good. Even if it means extra mowing, I want to make sure that it's good and full so no weeds can come up and get in the way of the grass. Paul is saying here that if you drop a little bit of seed, you're just going to get a little back, a little bit in return. But if you drop a lot of seed, if you plant a lot, you're going to get a great return. Now, verse 7 here takes the pressure off of feeling pressure to give to the church, because Paul tells about what's most important. Verse 7 says, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver." Well, what's the key here? The key is that we are to give what we decided in our heart to give. So here's a question for you. When you give to the church, do you search your heart or do you search your head when you give? Now, 20 some years ago when D'Lynn and I began tithing, I had to go with searching my heart, because when I searched my head, it didn't make any sense. We were two young poor people, my wife just finishing up college, and I had just started a teaching career. And when we looked at the possibility of giving 10% of our measly income, it just didn't make sense. But when we sought our hearts, we knew that this was a commitment God was calling us to make, and we began to tithe 10% of our income, and immediately the harvest increased. Immediately, our finances took a turn for the better. And we have found over the years that the more we give, the better off we are financially. It's just confirmation that God wants us to give with open palms, sacrificially even, and that he will always bless it. You know, Jesus multiplied those 5 loaves and 2 fish that the little boy had to feed the 5,000. But what had to be the beginning of that miracle is the boy had to open his hands and be willing to give the little that he had. Paul says, don't do it out of obligation. Don't do it begrudgingly. Don't do it because you were guilted into it. But it says that God loves a cheerful giver. You know, for a lot of years, when I wrote our tithe check, when I wrote that check, I would write something in the memo line. I would write, "Thank you, God." And I would do this to remind myself that God loves a cheerful giver. And that's something that I've learned through that verse right there. Verse 8 says, "And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." If we jump down to verse 10, it says, "Now he who supplies seed to the sower," that's God supplying the seed, God supplying the money to the sower, to us, "and bread for food will also supply," now listen to this, "and increase your store of seed, and will enlarge the harvest of your righteousness." So God doesn't just promise that when we give, we will be returned the amount that we gave, but you've heard the phrase, maybe you can't outgive God. God has blessed us and will continue to bless us abundantly when we give open-handedly. It says, "You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous on every occasion. And through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God." When we give open-handedly, when we give knowing that God will increase the harvest, then it's easy to give thanksgiving to God. Something to think about today as you read the 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians.